Hey, Hudson Valley, are you looking for...
Oh, crap.
Does this have to stay in the ad? March 23rd, here at Darkside Records. This one's for the punks. It's Patch Adam Swap Sell So. It is our indoor punk rock flea market. Whether you like patches, whether you like enamel pins, whether you like clothes, whether you like oddities, we got them for you. We're going to have a bunch of vendors here in the store selling patches, enamel pins, clothes, and oddities, and more. It's, of course, free admission. It is all ages. You can even come. We're going to have denim jackets. We're going to have a sew-your-own button station. We're going to have a sew-your-own patch station, a make-your-own button station. There's going to be fun. We're going to have vendors including Molly Monroe, Knitting is Metal, Second Banana, and a whole bunch more. Come hang out. Up the punks.
Up the punks.
See more events just like this on our website. Always all ages, always free. March 23rd, Patch Adam.
Do you have a smartphone? Probably. Me too.
Oh, God.
Download the Darkside Records and Gallery mobile app from the Google Play Store or the Apple Store. Apple Store? Still called the Apple Store? iTunes Store? The Store on Apple devices. you can check out this week's new releases. You can browse our web store. You can order things, check out our events, and you will also get access to the used twos list full of all kinds of spicy gooch. I hate the word too, but we got to say it. So download the Dark Side download the Dark Side Records and Gallery app now. Right now.
Is it free?
Probably.
Hey, Internet. Looking forward to an upcoming release. Maybe you even know about it before we do, because that's the way the Internet works. Let us know. It's the best way to guarantee yourself a copy on release day. Hit us up, darksiderecords.com, in-store, via phone, any way you want it. That's the way you got it.
Oh, yeah! That one got a round of applause.
I think.
All right.
Good. That was timely.
Good ad.
This is the Darkside Records and Gallery Podcast.
Welcome to the Darkside Records Podcast. This is, of course, a monthly podcast brought to you by the good folks over at Darkside Records, located at 611 Dutchess Turnpike in Poughkeepsie. Or, of course...
Now, when you say over at, do you mean here?
I mean, that's correct. I mean okay. Here. Or on the web at darksiderecords.com. And, of course, on our free mobile app. If you don't have our mobile app already, I mean... You're missing out on so much good content, including live streams, kind of like the one that this podcast does every month with bonus stuff, I guess. Anyway, this is a podcast about music, the music industry, vinyl records.
Stuff. And bubble tea.
That making noises into the microphone.
That's usually, yeah, that's his specialty every week.
That counts.
Every month. Or...
That counts.
Got a little juice on it.
And this, he's ruining my mics. And this, of course, is a special edition podcast.
Milky.
You know it's special because you got me here twice in 1 month.
Technically, it's a new month.
Within the month. Within a month.
That's
period.
Not what you said.
Like, fuck you.
It's technically a new month.
It
is a special edition because I just learned, can only have Roberto contractually once every 30-day period.
True. True story. And my rider is huge. I have all kinds of conditions.
Can you name 5 of them?
That's one of the conditions, is you never ask me to publicly name my conditions.
2.
The Great American Challenge.
3.
A giant jar of only brown M&Ms.
4.
And Skittles.
5.
Of any amount.
Listen. Oh, I can't say this right now.
We're live.
I know the girls are watching, so I can't set anything off.
Okay. A special event is coming up right here on April 13th. That is, of course, Record Store Day. Record Store Day is a day where we all get together and celebrate independent record stores and everything we love about them. We're doing this because, of course, as part of Record Store Day, there are hundreds of exclusive vinyl releases that get put out on that day for that event. We'll get more into that later. But leading up to it, they release the list. I'm holding it here in front of me. The list this year is 15 pages of exclusive releases that we will have here at Darkside Records on April 13th. And what we thought we would do is just dig a little deeper into them. Get into the releases a little bit. Tell you some stuff you might not have known about them. Tell you what our picks are. And, of course, my favorite part is we want to know what your picks are.
How do they really get to tell us what their picks are?
Well, there's a number of ways. The most important way, of course, is using our Darkside Records Dream Phone.
Dream Phone?
Dream Phone. It's multi-purpose. You get to talk to a hunk named Brad.
No, no, don't encourage her. She'll go on forever.
That's fine. We don't need to pay for laugh tracks then.
That's true.
You find out whether you're going to marry Brad or Gary. But most importantly, you get to fill out the form. It's on our website right now over at darksiderecords.com. And if you go to the news section, you'll see it there. It's a form. It's a wish list. You could tell us what you're excited about. But most importantly, it helps us know what you want so we can place our orders.
Also, to be clear, you shouldn't just make up releases that you're wishing for. They should in some way correspond to this list.
God damn it. Now I have to update the fine print on that thing.
Well, listen.
Shit.
I don't know. That'd be kind of funny, actually.
We should make a new one. I'm going to add a new blank to the form, and it's going to say, what record store day release would you like to see? That's the...
More Live Grateful Dead all the time, every year, 5 Live Grateful Dead records.
But that's going to be called the record store day cream phone.
Oh, that's pretty good.
It's a cream dream.
We do have a legit question. Kelly Clark wants to know if there's any Dave Matthews releases.
I don't...
They don't fucking know, but I do. And the answer is no.
I was going to say, I don't know. I'm pretty sure I said I don't think so.
It's not a
You're not the only
answer.
One with the answers here. I did my homework.
I actually
I read through this list once.
I don't know. It's not an answer. It's an answer, but it's not a definitive answer.
I was always taught in school, never be afraid of saying you don't know something.
How'd that work
out? That's the answer. No, it didn't work out well. I did 5 years in college. 5 years in a 4-year school.
Yeah, a lot of people go to school for 7 years. They're called doctors.
Isn't that 8 years?
Shut up. I'm not good at math.
You say acres?
8 years.
Oh.
Anyway, short answer, no. No Dave Matthews.
Right. So, of course, the list is available on our website, darksiderecords.com, or over at recordstoreaday.com. You could see the whole thing, all, let's assume, 842 pieces that are coming out this year. I don't actually have the total number. JJ, are you able to tell us that number?
Did you count the list?
I'll start now. I'll be done by the end of the podcast.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know how many exactly it is. Somebody else could tell me that. Whoever's counted, please show yourself.
That's right. Well, I guess, should we just talk about some picks? Should we talk about some things that we're each excited about?
And we want to tell us what they're excited about
as well.
First?
Yep.
Or if you have any Record Store Day questions, bring them forward. Right now, they're shitting on Dave Matthews in the comments.
Oh, okay.
Wait, like as a personal attacks on Dave Matthews?
No. They're saying a Record Store Day without an insanely expensive Dave Matthews box set. How is that possible?
Don't worry. We've got plenty of insanely expensive things.
Burn. I take issue.
With which? The expense or the lack of Dave?
The expense. The list is the list. It costs a lot of money to manufacture and ship all these things, so, and also don't think it's us.
Come on, it's only Dave Matthews. Okay, come on. That ship sailed years ago.
He's on his own over here.
Say what you want. Yeah. Those box sets sell out every year.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, I'm not knocking the fact that he's popular. I'm just knocking the people who like him. I'm not denying any facts here.
I can hear Kelly Clark throwing her phone right now.
I mean, I could double down and just say that Prince was the worst.
She literally just asked if there's any Prince releases.
Past tense was.
Well,
live.
It's cold as ice in here.
From New York.
I'll start. I'll talk about something that I'm excited about. I've made a couple of my picks here. And I'm going to start with one that is what I assume is what everybody assumes is going to be my first pick, which is Mastodon. Mastodon are releasing a 10-inch Stairway to Nick John. There's going to be 1,500 total copies made. And it is them paying tribute to their late manager, Nick John, who passed away in September of 2018. It's an acoustic cover of Led Zeppelin's Stairway to Heaven, and all proceeds from it are going to be donated to the Hirschberg Foundation for Pancreatic Cancer Research.
Hmm. It's nice when there's a cause.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Yeah.
Warms the heart.
Yeah.
And the pancreas.
I could have also enjoyed a cover of Butthole Surfer's Hairway to Steven. Maybe that'll be next year.
Mastodon does have a tendency to do covers on Record Store Day.
Yeah.
Like the used piece we got this past week with the ZZ Top Mastodon Split of Just Got Paid.
I forgot about that one.
Yeah.
I remember Feistodon. I really like that one.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
Then Feist traded covers of each other.
And they had the Game of Thrones one a couple of years ago, right? Winds of Winter or something like that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Not a cover, though. That was just them
that
doing
was just
a song
them being
for
awesome
the soundtrack,
because they
right?
were wildlings in the show.
Eric Paul is very excited about Mastodon. He says, effing Mastodon!
Yes.
I mean, valid.
Yes,
valid.
Indeed.
Yeah. But it's acoustic, so it's a little more chill in your, you know, in your response. It's
we've got gymnasts.
Gymnasts?
Yeah, oh. They have clanking medals.
What? Okay.
They sure do. We're being visited by...
I don't see Gabby Douglas over there, so it's not a medal I'm interested in.
We are live on the internet.
What? What is that? I was respecting Team USA.
I like that a gymnastics team... I like that a gymnastics team was rewarded for their performance by being brought to Darkside. That's
fair
quality
point.
Parenting
okay.
right there.
Yeah. You know they're just waiting for their Uber.
Whatever. Whatever. We're a great place to wait for an Uber.
Amen.
Birdo, what about you? You got a pick?
I do. I'm very excited for Billy Joel live at Carnegie Hall, 1977.
Ooh!
And now I've gotten a lot of flack over the years for my penchant for some 80s Joel from a certain gentleman to the far left.
That's me.
Hey, to be fair, I also gave you flack about it.
True, but not as much. You're just generally more respectful.
You didn't have to ride to the concert in New York City. Not the Billy Joel concert either, mind you.
That's true. I may have put on some 80s Joel, but this is not 80s Joel. This is 70s Joel. So it features...
Late 70s.
The at the time, unreleased track, Scenes from an Italian Restaurant. Classic.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they debuted it live at Carnegie Hall at the end of their tour in 77.
And have never released it in any other format till now?
This concert is released on vinyl for the first time. It doesn't say about any other formats.
I realize I'm asking a lot of questions.
You are asking a lot of questions. Fortunately, this is one of the more in-depth info sections on recordstoreday.com. So I am prepared for your questions. There are 3,000 pressed.
Ooh.
It is a double LP.
Mm-hmm.
And it is an RSD exclusive. So not one of the early bird window releases. It is RSD exclusive.
That's right. Oh, actually, I should point out, you raise a great point. There are a number of different types of releases that come
true.
Out of Record Store Day.
Sidebar.
Yours is, of course, a Record Store Day exclusive, and the Mastodon that I talked about was what's called an RSD first release, which, if I can butcher the description of, is a piece that is put out on Record Store Day first.
Thank you, John Bryan, with the news.
Is put out typically a variant.
Back to you, Berto.
Typically a variant copy, a limited edition, often on a different color, that will then later be released to the regular public, the general public, in a standard format.
Gen Pop.
So it's just a chance
right,
to get...
One of the standards for Record Store Day has to have something special about it.
Yes.
It'll be colored or different cover art or something.
Yes, yes.
There's also regional releases.
There sure are. Can you tell me about those?
They are releases that are released by region.
Oh, God.
So there might be some releases that are exclusive to the UK, some to the US. They get allocated different amounts depending on what region you live in.
Region.
Yes.
Back to you, JJ.
With your pick. Or questions. Do we have any questions?
I'm going to say that Laura Withrow has said that she's excited about the Garcia and the two Grateful Dead releases.
Ooh. There's a lot. Yeah, there's a lot of Dead this year.
So two different Grateful Dead releases. One of them, I believe, is a 2LP. The other one, I believe, is a box set. Plus, we got a little Jer-Bear piece going on this year.
Oh, I like Jer-Bear.
Jer-Bear.
It's always nice when he makes an appearance.
And for me?
Yeah.
I'm going to go... Oh. Slightly off list. Slightly. Okay. List adjacent. And I'm going to say that I'm excited for the Record Store Day 3-inch record player, the RSD3.
Is that Record Store Day adjacent? I thought it was just regular Record Store Day.
It's,
I was saying it wasn't on. It's not specifically a thing on the list. I'm saying that I'm excited for the 3-inch turntable.
Ooh.
Okay. It's simultaneously being released on April 13th.
Yeah. And only at indie record stores.
Mm-hmm.
And by my count, there are 9 3-inch records on this list this year.
Wow.
To be released at the same time to go with your brand new 3-inch record player.
That's a lot of inches.
Put them all together.
That's what she said. No, I have a drum set behind me. I could actually do that.
Yeah, true. we got some movement on that one. Tyler Gerken says he can't wait for that rancid Ruby Soho 3-inch.
Tyler right. Gerken better go back to work.
let's see. So here,
or at least look like he's working.
Here is the list of what we know so far is coming out for Record Store Day in the 3-inch format.
Mm.
Bad Religion, My Sanity.
Mm-hmm.
Culture Abuse, Dip.
Wow.
Dead Weather, Be Still.
Mm-hmm.
Foo Fighters, Big Me. The Interrupters, She's Kerosene. Jack White's Love Interruption. The Raconteurs, Store Bought Bones. Of course, Rancid's Ruby Soho. And The White Stripes, Candy Cane Child. Now, I was... The original press release about the turntable said that there were 12 releases.
Hmm.
So maybe there are a few more still to be announced. I don't know.
Is that a Chris McCormick sighting I see over at the camera?
It is. It is.
It is indeed. Celebrity appearance.
Yeah, nice. I like that there are 4 3-inch releases that are Jack White or Jack White adjacent, shall we say. But also talking about Foo Fighters' Big Me being one of them.
I see what they did there. It's Big Me on a little record.
I also have a question to answer, an important one.
Well, I was just going to say that Foo Fighters, of course, previous Record Store Day ambassadors.
That's true.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or I guess Dave Grohl. I don't know if it was technically.
Yeah, they're cool Dave alien Grohl, shirt. Yeah. I like that shirt.
So John McArdle says, who makes that 3-inch turntable? Tell me it's not Crosley.
Ha!
It is Crosley, but fear not. It's not a piece of shit. It actually has a proper cartridge on it. The whole thing was designed and manufactured in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
It just so happens to be that Crosley is the one that paid for it, so they get to put their name on it.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah. It might be fine.
It will be fine. There's plenty of reviews out there about it already.
Yeah.
And it has a proper cartridge on it, which I think is the thing they get the most flack for. So, as of right now, I don't have an exact pricing. But the rumored price to be is $79.99 for the table. And as we get more details on that one, we'll definitely let you know.
That's right. Make sure to RSVP to the Facebook event that we have set up for Record Store Day so you can get updates, changes to the list. Because there's always, as this list, as we get closer, there are always some tweaks that get done. But also, we have a lot of fun stuff that we are going to be doing throughout the day. And we're going to post all of those in the event. So go on to Facebook, smash that RSVP to going, or at least interested, I guess. You know,
I don't know. Or you could do every time you send me an invite, I usually let it sit in my invite box for a while.
Yeah.
Don't do that. You should respond in some way.
Cool. Yeah, I'm excited for the 3-inch records.
I'm really excited for it. I also happen to already own the original Third Man series of 3-inch 7-inches, and I have never played them because
what,
I don't have
what are the originals?
It's like the first 7 White Stripe singles, I believe.
All right.
And it was during, I think it was their first tour in Japan. The 3-inch is not a new thing. Like this was actually a format in Japan.
Yeah, and Jack White thought it was so Japanese cool. things.
Yeah. And so it's been made, I believe, at the same manufacturer that made the original tables.
Yeah, we talked about this a couple months ago on the podcast.
Yeah.
You said they sought out the company and made them
and
go back.
They had to do a bit of a redesign because, like, all the casts and molds and everything were destroyed.
Yeah.
So it's been re-engineered from the ground up in Japan. It's like Tokawashi pressing plant or something like that.
You could have literally said anything. And
I know.
I would have nodded along with you.
I'm definitely butchering the name.
Studio Ghibli is how it's pronounced.
Studio Ghiblets, my favorite part of Thanksgiving.
Mmm.
The Akira Kurosawa plant.
Mmm. The Kung Fu Panda plant.
It's China, you culturally ignorant bastard.
Sorry.
Technically, you're always the one we have problems with.
It was technically Jack Black, so I don't, you know.
Well, yeah, no. Okay.
You know how I feel about
anthropomorphized animals. What's your second pick, John Bryan?
My second pick, this is another big one for me. It's a soundtrack, which I know is normally your world, and I'm assuming the other nine that you've picked have been soundtracks.
Not necessarily true, but I'll hear you out.
I like that he left wiggle room in his response. He left it open. The soundtrack to the original Crow movie. The original Brandon Lee Crow came out when I was a kid in 1994. I must have spun that thing a million goddamn times. I've definitely owned it on CD multiple times.
CD.
And honestly, I'm excited.
I probably watched the movie like every weekend.
Seriously.
When I was in like high school.
Exactly.
You know.
I was trying to find the scene where the bullet actually shot
right.
him.
Right. Because I was a death shot.
Right. Because I was a kid and I was an idiot and assumed that they would leave that in the movie.
And that at that point, the guitar solo he plays in the rain is the best fucking guitar solo in the world.
It's like the birth of emo right there.
Uh-huh. It literally was.
So that is going to be a 2LP. It's going to be on white and black vinyl. And the second side, side four, the second side, math, is going to be an etching. It'll be on vinyl for the first time since 1994.
I bet it's the Flaming Crow.
I hope it's him sitting on a rooftop playing a sad guitar solo. Mm. The album peaked at the top of the Billboard 200 albums chart and sold 3.8 million copies in the United States as it has been certified triple platinum by the RIAA.
Oh, now, it features some pretty awesome 90s artists.
What a wonderful segue, Brito. Yes, it does. In fact, it features a number of artists doing covers, including Nine Inch Nails covering Joy Division, Pantera covering Poison Idea, and Rollins Band covering Suicide. And a great Rage Against the Machine re-recorded B-side called Darkness, which I guess was originally called The Darkness of Greed. Huh. Which happens to be in the chorus.
I was going to say, Darkness of Greed is a much more Rage Against the Machine title, but we'll just, yeah.
Yeah, I appreciate shortening that title up. That's what that noise is. So yeah, I mean, this is one that I feel like I will just spin regularly because I loved that soundtrack growing up.
Yeah, it's a classic.
Yeah. And Joy Division has been pretty popular in here lately with the Joy Division used twos drop-offs that have come in that... certain staff members have been listening to them for the first time ever and really enjoying it, which makes me feel like a proud goth dad.
Words that should never be said.
Yeah, no, we're gonna move on past that. Cool.
What do you got, Big B?
It's funny you should phrase it that way.
God.
Because my next choice is the Big Mac sampler featuring Craig Mack and the Notorious B.I.G.
Ooh, I'm excited for this one, too.
I don't actually know what it is because there's very little information about it. It's an RSD exclusive, and it includes the LP and a cassette. I think it's included. Yeah, it's LP. And I think it comes with a cassette, but it's Craig Mack and Biggie. And I'm a sucker for some Biggie.
That was like a label promo originally. Right?
Yeah, it was originally a Bad Boy Records promo.
Yeah, that's
correct.
Cool.
So I'm looking forward to that one.
The only thing I think would make it cooler is if the package was actually like a Big Mac box.
That'd be cool.
It would be really. I can't imagine how much that would cost to make a giant Big Mac box.
They wouldn't even have to do it. They could, send it in like flattened cardboard, and you put together your own box.
Mm, that's true.
God, I can make fucking millions doing that. Stupid ways to package a record,
right?
So yeah, there's not much more about that, but it's a nice little teaser. I'm looking forward to that one.
Mm-hmm.
Any questions from the audiences?
Nope.
Okay.
No one's. No, actually, we're.
You would
we're
think Chris McCormick would come over
somehow.
Here and participate and be a friend of the store, but he's not.
You know. I'm gonna go with, and I might be stealing some thunder here. Not sure.
Uh oh.
Hmm.
The Pearl Jam release, live at Easy Street Records.
Hmm.
So, Pearl Jam.
That was on my list.
Pearl Jam back in 2005 did a live in-store performance at Easy Street Records in Seattle. Easy Street Records, friend of the store. It's part of our coalition. Super nice dudes. And, of course, a fucking legendary record store. And Pearl Jam are the ambassadors of Record Store Day this year.
That's right.
And their whole role, it's honorary. It doesn't really mean anything.
I did have a comment on that. I'll let you finish your shtick.
My shtick.
Your shtick.
Their whole point is for them to go out and talk about Record Store Day, promote record stores, and so we'll see what kind of fun stuff they come up with in the coming month or so.
I was going to say, because I was surprised looking at the list that, with the exception of that, it's very Pearl Jam light.
Yeah.
The list itself, I mean, in the past, some of the ambassadors have had, like, cool single reissues. I mean, Pearl Jam went through the one year they had, like, three of their original 7-inches that were RSD items.
But, like, not every year is there a release from the ambassador.
Right. So I'm holding my breath when there's some cool merch. Foo Fighters have that cool T-shirt.
Yeah, sometimes there's a little surprise bugaboo at the end there.
Yep. And we've actually, part of the promotion for them being the ambassadors was a picture of a button showing Pearl Jam and Easy Street Records signage, I guess.
That's Easy Street sign on the side of the building.
And as soon as we posted that, we were immediately getting requests from people to get their hands on those. We will have them on Record Store Day. They're not here yet.
You assume. We don't know for a fact.
Making
a lot of bold
assumptions there.
Look, all I'm saying is I know a button guy, so if they don't show up,
we know how to steal
copyright images.
You're going
to bootleg the button.
So that was
cool.
One of mine.
Cool. JB, I believe you're up.
Okay. I got another one. A lot of this is me just feeling nostalgic for my really awkward high school years. One that was kind of a quiet one, a sleeper, maybe, that I'm excited about. Green Jelly Serial Killer. Now, Green Jelly, you might remember from their video for The Three Little Pigs, a goddamn classic of all time. They were originally Green Jello until they got sued by Kraft. And then they had to legally change their name to Green Jelly. They were the original non-album video-only band. They only put out an hour-long or whatever it was, giant music video for their songs. They begrudgingly released it as a soundtrack. I'm making that up, of course. But I am not ashamed to admit that I love that album. And I'm so excited to have it on vinyl. It's from Satan Records. There's going to be 1,500 copies. I just got Satan, what that means. It took me till right now. 1,500 copies worldwide. It is, of course, an RSD exclusive. It's available for the first time in over 25 years. It's going to be on clear vinyl with glow-in-the-dark splatter, housed in a full-color gatefold featuring artwork by Green Jelly's very own Johnny P., and for people who may not know who Green Jelly is, or was, I guess, at the time, they've continued to tour. They're like a Gwar style, or maybe even a parody of Gwar, where they wear these giant outfits on stage, a ridiculous live show. And this album features Danny Carey of Tool on drums, Les Claypool, of course, of Primus, and Pauly Shore. So it's a who's who of weird. It's just a fun, ridiculous, silly side project. And if you were a teenager in the 90s and really awkward and got beat up a lot in high school, you probably spun this record. Birdo? It's a weird delve.
And
just
side news, we'll be starting a JB's Therapy podcast next week. okay, so my next one I'm really excited about. It is a soundtrack.
Oh, go on.
It is the soundtrack for I Am Sam.
Oh yeah.
Which
go on.
Fans of movie fans out there and or beatards will be into the fact that it's a whole album of Beatles covers.
Yep.
Including Sarah McLachlan doing Blackbird.
Mm-hmm.
Ben Harper, Sheryl Crow, Ben Folds, and it ends with Nick Cave doing Let It Be, which is one of my,
that's
a great cover. So I'm really excited for that one. Two LP, limited to 1,500 copies. RSD exclusive.
I remember listening to that when that came out. I enjoyed that. It's like all acoustic, very mellow, and just great interpretations of these songs.
Yeah. It's chilled out, and, you know, it was a cute movie.
Yeah.
Cute movie.
Good rom-com.
Yeah.
Yeah?
A little sad.
I don't think it was.
No, it was a little sad.
See, I baited him in! Anyway, JJ.
Okay. I was going to rein that in.
Let's
it's not your
see.
Wrestling podcast. Mm-hmm.
Adam Sandler was in it. Drew Barrymore.
And
she can't remember anything.
Dakota Fanning and Sean Penn?
I sure don't.
Okay.
I think I'm talking about the same movie.
You're right.
You wouldn't know.
You're that. Justin.
Bail me out, JJ.
I'm not going to do so well here, but... how about Prince, since Prince was mentioned before? There's two different Prince releases, and I'm going to talk about the Versace Experience, Prelude to Gold.
Versace on the Floor?
Different artist.
Sure that's not an R. Kelly song?
We don't bring him up on this podcast.
So I'm just going to read the description, because it's better than what I could say about
sure.
it. In anticipation of the release of the Gold Experience, the first album credited to his infamous... Can't speak.
Infamous.
The symbol, you know, the symbol.
The thing.
Prince.
Go on in your English dialect.
Prince issued the Versace Experience Prelude to Gold as a gift to attendees of the designer's collection at Fashion Week in Paris during the summer of '95.
Oh.
The cassette featured remix versions of future favorites Pussy Control, Gold, I Hate You, and rare and commercially unreleased selections by the New Power Generation. And Prince's jazz fusion project, Madhouse. It's one of the rarest Prince's releases of all time, and it's coming out as a Record Store Day exclusive, so it's not a first or anything.
Cool.
It's a one-off.
And done.
How many are they pressing? Pressing 4,000.
Okay, so you got a shot.
It's one way to look at it, I suppose.
You got a shot.
What's the other Prince release, Berto?
Oh, I don't know. It's not on my list. I bet Kelly Clark can tell us.
Well, Eve says that he's credited for the first L7 record in 20 years.
Is it coming out as a... That's what the Record Store Day piece is from them?
That's what Eve's is telling us.
L7 is, of course, putting out Burn Baby. It's on Blackheart Records.
Joan Jett's label.
The one and only. It's a 7-inch, 1,500 copies coming out worldwide. It is, of course, a Record Store Day exclusive with new songs from them. I thought it was just like a teaser for the new record.
I didn't know it was a full record.
But I'm happy, delighted to be proven wrong.
Let's, I'm trying to get the full description here. Oh, it's a 7-inch.
I believe I just said that, but that's...
I wasn't listening, sorry.
It's fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's it? Okay,
it's
good.
Confirmed. It's
okay.
Confirmed.
Okay.
Good talk. You're up.
Me?
You're
okay.
up.
Okay. Well, another one is another nostalgic one for old JB here.
Old.
Old. It's my old man noise.
Among others.
The album... This one is Picnic of Love by the band that they were referring to themselves on this list as AXCX.
Oh, AXCX, yeah, of course. Of
yes.
Course. Now, JB, can you tell us what that their real name is?
I don't really feel comfortable saying the band's name on the internet.
Anal you, Cunt.
Oh,
sure
God damn
anal
it.
Cunt. I'm pretty
God
sure it's Anal Cunt. Did you forget? You're not a real fan God if you don't know their real name. Come on.
Damn it. Yes, it's Anal Cunt. I just didn't want to say it.
Anal Cunt.
This is
somewhere in there you get the gooch.
It's not wrong.
Somewhere in between.
In between.
This is another band that I love.
In
loved.
Between the folds.
Bad picture. Mental picture. This is another band that I listened to a ton when I was in high school. Seth Putnam.
I just assumed it was your nickname.
And a man... No, my nickname was Boom Boom Brian. No follow-up questions. Picnic of Love was, of course, an EP put out by Anal Cunt. And if you're familiar with them, you know they are famous for putting out albums that have like something like 50 songs on them, and they're all under a minute. Many of them under 30 seconds. Seth Putnam.
It's not a song, that's a jingle.
Craziness. Seth Putnam, who even did songs with Phil Anselmo from Pantera on the Great Southern Trendkill, and who had Phil Anselmo on a couple of their albums, because he taught him that sort of gargly, raspy scream that he does. That's a Seth Putnam, man. Rest in peace.
Hey, baby.
Putnam.
If your laptop went blank, does that mean it stopped recording over there?
It doesn't matter. Okay. It's the first time on vinyl.
Because he did that before.
20th anniversary of their safest album ever. Beautiful acoustic guitar ballads with lovely falsetto singing. As sensitive Seth Putnam serenades you with heartwarming ditties such as "I Want to Grow Old with You" and "My Woman, My Lover, My Friend." And of course, "In My Heart, There's a Star Named After You." It's going to be available on colored vinyl with animated etchings on both sides of the record. Because the record's 20 minutes long, maybe that long. So they had a little extra space. You're welcome to join and listen to the podcast recording if you'd like. There
are plenty of seats still available. Feel free.
So that's one that I will be delighted to own on LP. And never say the band's name in front of my parents or the internet audience ever again.
That's what we're here for.
I know. Rob Spirito?
Okay, so my next one, I'm actually really excited for this one. As you know,
I'm... Can I just point out something really quick?
Yes.
I like that only the internet viewers will be able to see this. But Birdo has this lovely LED
weird
color thing. Oh, it's from my head.
It's from your glasses.
Whoa!
Your glasses are prisming. And
whoa!
It's like Pride Day Predator with a little laser sight.
There you go. Oh, sorry, continue. This is quality content you only get
on the live
Facebook
shows.
Live.
Okay, so as you know, I'm a bit of a grunge fan. I love the 90s grunge music. And there is a first time on vinyl release coming out. It is a Record Store Day limited run and a regional focus release. Seven Mary 3's debut album, American Standard.
Ooh.
From 1995. First time on vinyl, featuring the song Cumbersome.
Classic.
Which is just pure classic.
Classic.
Only 600 being pressed.
Wow.
So this is going to be a rare one.
Yeah.
But I'm definitely excited for this one. Looking forward to it.
God damn, I could probably still play that song on guitar without having heard
imitating
it
the voice.
In 20 years.
Everybody can do the voice.
Yeah, because it's the 90s voice.
Yeah.
I have become.
That's too high.
That's the 70s voice.
We obviously listen to different songs.
Yes.
Easy Trotta.
Sorry.
So I'm pumped for that one. That was a nice little surprise.
No, that's awesome.
List.
That's a good one. I'm trying to think of another Seven Mary 3 song, but...
Water's Edge is the one that...
About
finding the dead body by the water.
Totally!
Yeah. Love that one.
I forgot all about that fucking song. Wow. Okay. All right, good. Color me excited.
Mm-hmm. Justin?
Johnson?
Oh. okay. I got one that I think bears explanation.
Air Bears explanation?
No. It is a soundtrack.
Ooh.
And it is to South Park.
Oh,
bigger,
yes.
Bigger, uncut.
Classic.
But here's the thing. If you look at the website, it just says 2LP. But what you don't know, that I suppose I'm allowed to reveal the details to, is that it's not just your standard 2LP. It's in a fucking mega box. So this whole thing...
Explain.
It's going to be a little pricey, but the packaging looks really cool.
Okay.
So you get the record. It's a 2LP set, and it unfolds into like the big hellscape scene, I think. And there's you can get the pop-up characters inside. Like there's... I don't know if they're pop-up or if they're separate, because obviously I don't have it, but... So you get all the characters inside, and it's this super crazy deluxe edition packaging. And then
are they like little cutout characters, or are they like actual like little
action
figures?
They're not like vinyl toys or anything. Right. I think they're they're either a pop-up or they're like, you know, like a separate sheet that you take out and make like stand.
Finger puppets or something. Yeah.
And does
it include Big Gay Al? Because
finger puppets.
He's my favorite character.
Well,
he loves finger puppets. No, Big Gay Al loves finger puppets.
I shouldn't have said anything.
You should not have. You, now you know.
So there's two editions. I think they're pressing 5,000.
Mm-hmm.
Numbers 1 through 2,500 are two characters.
Hmm.
And numbers 2,501 through 5,000 are the other two characters.
That's a new shtick for them.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Cool.
Yeah. So.
So this is going to lead to a lot of annoying questions of customers coming in asking for, like, I want this number.
I've already decided, actually. I will decree now.
You get what you get?
No. That we will separate our stock into whatever we get, and you will be allowed to buy both, one of each. But I will allow you to buy both because I understand the need to be a completist. So,
see, now I was going to take a different direction with this and have you buy. You're allowed to buy one, and then have a cage match for it in the parking lot.
Ooh.
Where JB is going to set up a cage.
I do love
for
a
cage
good,
fighting.
Do love a good cage match.
I know you do. That's why I'm putting you in charge of this project.
You got it.
Unfortunately, there'll be no cage fighting because JJ's a big softy.
That's why we just made that rule. Just
but
right
again,
over.
A bit of a pricey piece because it's going to have some really fucking cool packaging.
Mm-hmm. Dude, that rules.
So no sticker shock. I've warned you now.
Now, does that include the hit songs like Shut Your Fucking Face, Uncle Fucker?
You're a boner-biting bastard, Uncle Fucker?
That's the one.
Should have gone word for word there.
That's all I had.
But yeah, first two lines, we're done.
Yeah, what would Brian Boitano do?
What would indeed?
Well done.
Blame probably
Canada.
Kick an ass or two.
Oh.
This is going to go on. I'm going to cut this off now. Okay. Well, speaking of things that are randomly inserted. Really should have thought that segue through better.
Yep.
There's one coming out from your second favorite Juggalos, Twisted. Now, if I may really quick just go on podcast as your resident podcast Juggalo, Kombuchi the Clown. Whoop, whoop.
Have you ever been to Gathering?
I have not. I'm dying to go to the Gathering, man.
No.
I want to go so bad. Also, hey, Juggalos and ICP, thanks. Their new record came out last week, and you guys went gangbusters over it and supported us and supported independent record stores, and we appreciate the shit out of that. So, much clown love.
Whoop, whoop.
Can we get a poll from our Facebook fans? Who wants to see JV come to Record Store Day in full-on clown makeup?
I don't want that poll. I do not want that poll.
I just want to throw this out there
nope.
right now, giving everyone
nope.
the opportunity in the internet
nope.
to speak up.
No, I do
and
not.
And voice your support for such a great idea.
Someone start a poll.
Right now.
Wait, okay, hold on.
Straw poll.
Follow-up questions. Am I painting my face as one of the specific original ICP, or am I creating a new look for Kombuchi the Clown? Where I paint, like, a kombucha SCOBY or something.
You mean a clump of moisture?
I'm just going to wear a clump of moisture nastiness on my face.
That
then no,
is more reminiscent of the Devil's Rejects, I would say.
Yeah,
and not,
true.
Less...
Look, I paint my face how I want, because I'm a juggalo.
That's
like
fine.
That.
That's fair. But it's got to be painted, and it can't be in some kind of vegan hippie bullshit. You need face paint.
I can already see someone editing this podcast and just taking the part where I said, I'm a juggalo, and just cutting that one phrase out.
I need it as a sound drop.
So oh, God damn it.
I'm a juggalo.
Please, no one makes sound drops out of anything from this podcast. So, Twisted are putting out Trick or Treat. It is a collection of new, old, and rare Twisted tracks on orange, white, and black vinyl. It's an LP. There's going to be 1,000 copies worldwide from Magic Ninja Entertainment. And most importantly in this thing is check your copies because they will all not only be hand-numbered, but random copies will be autographed by Twisted themselves.
Ooh.
Whoop, whoop. Thank you for applauding. Sir.
Sir in the back.
That's right. So if you were here and picked up Insane Clown Posse's new album, Fearless Fred Fury, from us, and picked up that indie exclusive variant that we had, here's your second chance to get another rare ICP-adjacent piece from Twisted on Record Store Day.
Cool. My turn?
Bert.
Okay. So, JJ stole my Pearl Jam one on my list, so I'm going to go elsewhere with my my next choice.
Mm-hmm.
Another soundtrack.
Mm-hmm.
This is the soundtrack to the movie Ghost World, which is just full of weirdness and bizarreness.
Wait, why are you picking that?
He
because
loves
I love that movie.
No, you hate that movie.
No,
I hate that movie.
You hate that
he
movie?
He hates that movie. I hate Lost in Translation, which is also coming out in soundtrack form on Record Store
Day.
Wait,
about
and it's going to be the lowest selling item ever because that movie is a fucking turd.
Wait, I'm sorry. What did you say?
That movie is a fucking
turd. No, but what soundtrack did you first say?
Awkward.
Ghost World.
Oh, I heard Lost in Translation.
That was Lost in Translation, apparently. You dumbass.
Awkward eye roll. Just like Ghost World.
This is,
if you've never seen it, I just summed up the whole goddamn movie for you.
Wait,
the two soundtracks are being released on Record Store Day that are weird, bizarre movies that Justin and I made each other watch at some point.
Did I make you watch Lost in Translation?
No, but I...
At knife point.
I don't think we even watched that together. You made me watch Ghost World, and I thought,
yeah, I don't know. Either way.
I thought those both would be JJ picks.
Eve says they're both bad movies.
How dare you?
Hey, Eves is half on my side.
He's half on my side.
And we'll keep it there. It's just like...
I bet Chris McCormick's on my side.
It's just like a divorce. What
movie? Lost in Translation? Yeah.
I like that we have an audience who literally is not even listening to what we're saying right now.
Ghost World?
Never heard of it.
Hey,
ah, there we go.
At least he's fucking heard of mine. Somebody
he shook his head and sighed, which is all Bill Murray does that entire movie.
Oh, God.
And then he walks on a treadmill. Yeah. Well said, sir. Go have a discount when you check out.
So, Ghost World.
Ghost World. I don't know what to expect from it. The soundtrack was really weird.
Oh, it was great. It was all, like, Indian songs, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
it's just bizarre, like, Indian jazz and blues.
This one is definitely the Zuko pick of Record Store Day. Is gonna
it
be.
Strikes me as a Zuko pick,
yes,
yeah.
This is going to be her one, for sure.
I feel like Johnny Zuko would hang out with the people in Ghost World.
Yeah, I mean.
I mean, young, awkward Scarlett Johansson and Thora Birch. I mean, look at the...
She relates, yeah.
Yeah.
I related to that movie, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Steve Buscemi is the weird...
I had the
weird,
hots for Steve Buscemi,
guy.
Right.
Okay.
Makes sense.
We're going to move on.
Yeah, I love
this
that
This is an sample. RSD first release, 650 copies.
To be fair...
Should be cool.
I'll put it out there. I'm willing to rewatch Ghost World.
Shut up.
Yeah. Because it does feel like a movie I should like. I can't remember why I don't like it, honestly.
I don't know. Because... Like to be fair, at that point... We were probably in the middle of, like, weird, terrible horror movies I was making you watch. So you probably just assumed
it
was my choice for movie night. It was going to be bad.
After Anthropophagus.
Dude, that is a gem of filmmaking. Nowhere else will you see a zombie eat a fetus that slowly and beautifully.
Wait, is that the movie that takes place on Sesame Street?
I don't know what the fuck he's talking about.
He's trying to segue to Snuffleupagus.
Yeah.
Oh.
No, Grover is what I was talking about.
No.
Okay.
The Grover Cleveland story?
Oh, God.
I'm excited for Ghost World.
Dude, I am too. That's a good one. Regardless of how you feel about that movie, great soundtrack.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I won't talk about Lost in Translation. We'll move on.
No.
Feel
this
free.
This is
right
the
in.
Time.
It actually wasn't my next pick, but
okay.
Did that movie even have
my
a
next pick? Is a banger. a true drop of the heat.
Mm.
Otis Redding.
Oh.
With Booker T and the MGs and the Marquees,
dude.
Live at the Monterey Pop Festival, 1967.
Oh, this one's going to be huge.
Fucking, they call it the missing crown jewel in the King of Soul's career.
Hmm.
It's going to be...
What's the set list like? Do they have a set list?
Yeah. So, no, it doesn't have a set list. It just tells me who's on each track. So,
all right.
Side one is Booker T with the MGs and the Bar K's. Side two, Otis with Booker T and the Bar K's. It's
cool. Is it an LP?
It's a single LP.
Sometimes at the festivals, like, you know, they get an abbreviated set. So.
Right.
That's cool.
It is short, but I think that it's probably longer drawn-out performances because, like, that was like the height of Booker T producing all those people and like just like a hit maker down there.
That'd be cool.
That's gonna be fucking good.
Agreed.
Last
so,
question, Brian.
I would say let's take it quick here because we have about 7.5 minutes remaining.
Okay.
JB, did you have a final?
Eves
selection?
Is excited for Pelican.
Oh,
and
yeah,
the feed just caught out.
7-inch, right?
Yeah, oh, a Pelican 7-inch.
Hey, could you take a look at this Facebook feed and make sure it's still up and running on this phone here?
Thanks. Maybe it's just my laptop dying.
Oh, okay, that makes sense, too.
Oh.
Okay. Hey, Facebook. From this point on, apparently our Facebook feed is fine, but we lost our computer. So we're just going to shoot from the hip here. Here's a list. There you
Thanks.
Go. My last pick is, of course, Grammy award-winning motherfucking High on Fire. They're putting out a new 12-inch single from on E1. It's called Bat Salad. It's got three new tracks, although I do kind of take a little umbrage with them calling it three new tracks. It's an EP. It's an RSD first. So this is your first chance to get your hands on it. It's going to be on clear with black and green splatter vinyl. And it's three songs. A new song called Bat Salad, which is the title of the piece.
And Bat Salad Annie?
Sure. And side B is two cover songs. Keeping it
relevant.
Yeah. One, of course, being a Celtic Frost cover of their song Into the Crypts of Rays. And a cover of Don't Bother Me by the Bad Brains. So, I mean, I wouldn't say it's three new songs. That's just me. I wouldn't market it that way. But, you know, I'm not a marketing guy or anything, so.
Now you tell me.
I'm just going to shuffle papers. So, yeah, so I'm excited for that. I like High on Fire, man. They're just a great fucking band. So I'm excited to hear new music from them, and they just won a Grammy.
Easy, Stone Cold.
Mm.
It's DX.
DX, D's nuts.
What?
Just do your last pick.
What's DX? Can you? Okay. So my last pick is the double LP album Birth of a Prince by RZA from the Wu-Tang Clan.
Ooh.
I love Wu-Tang. I love not all the offshoots, but some of them.
He's going to gloss right over that one.
I missed that one. I don't know what he said. What did he say?
Nothing. Go on.
Can you repeat yourself, sir?
Nope.
For the internet and the live studio audience? Fine. I'm looking forward to RZA. 1,500 copies.
Mm-hmm.
RSD exclusive. Yeah, cool. Classic hip-hop.
Okay.
I'm excited.
JJ?
I think I'm going to close out with a 7-inch that just caught my eye on the list here.
Ew.
And that's going to be, I'm going to also call it the BK pick of the week.
The BKP.
The Menzingers. No Penance Beside Cemetery's Garden. So you would think, hey, new Menzingers tracks because they have a new album dropping this year. Nope. Songs that were left off of After the Party. The one that we always spinning around these parts.
Mm-hmm.
So pretty cool from that because I really got into that record this year from Brian playing it a lot. And I'll be pillaging the turkey on the west side with everybody else on this one.
I have no idea what you just said.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay. Menzingers fans.
Get your Menzies.
So that's, of course, just a selection of the pieces that are coming out for Record Store Day. You could see the complete list over on our website, over at DarkSideRecords.com. That's right. Or at RecordStoreDay.com.
Fuck you, man.
Lose that in translation, motherfucker.
So, of course, as we've been saying this whole time, head on over to our website, fill out the Record Store Day Dream Phone, let us know what you're excited about. Leave your comments below, let us know what you're excited about for Record Store Day.
But with the comments, we can't see them now because his computer died.
It's okay.
But they'll be there.
We can look at them later.
Yes.
And Of course, Record Store Day is about so much more than just the exclusive releases.
It's also about the sales.
We have a lot of fun planned, and we even have a pretty good sale planned. I'll talk about the parts that I know. Fun stuff. There will be live music happening in the afternoon on into the evening. We have, most notably, a great appearance that we're going to be getting from the band Illabamba, who are dream pop, folk, and jubilant dance music rendered in Spanish and English. They have a new album called Mujeres. I pronounce that so bad. I've lost my ability to do any accent.
It's actually pronounced mohair.
Oh, yeah, God damn it.
That's false. They have a new order a sandwich without lettuce.
New album out now. They'll be here doing a special intimate performance and maybe a little meet and greet. So come hear them play. And, of course, go see them later on that evening. They'll be playing with Habibi over at BSP in Kingston, New York. Tickets are still available. Go get them.
Here.
That's right. We sell them at Darkside. You will also be getting live music from Valence, a prog rock band, prog metal, a prog band from New York City, whose new album Cognitive Dissidence is going to be out the day before, 4/12. Friends of the Store, they'll be here performing live. They shred. So come see them. Also, we're going to have a Low Glow Iron Dawn. You might remember them if you were here earlier this month. They were the band that won the Octave Music Battle of the Bands. So they'll be here. And then we have a couple more, some regulars who have been here before. Mike Hamill, friend of the store. Great dude. Congratulations, by the way. Sierra Fergale, whose name I always mispronounce. Freedom Class and Timber Beast, who are no strangers to this stage right here. And a short set from, of course, the iconic Wall of Ego.
Who?
We'll also have food vendors. Just like every year, or I shouldn't say every year, just like the past couple of years, the good folks from the Poughkeepsie Grind are awesome enough to bring coffee and maybe some breakfast snacks in the morning. So if you're waiting in line, if you're here inside, there's going to be free coffee for everybody who will have stayed up late. Or even, I guess, if you didn't stay up that late, if you just showed up late, there'll probably be some coffee for you too. But that brings us to, you know, something else, which is that we should talk about the Record Store Day rules, or the Record Store Day guidelines, shall we say.
No, they're rules.
Okay.
They're rules. Hard rules.
First, one, don't be a dick. Two.
Don't be a dick.
Three.
First come, first serve.
First come, first serve. There are no pre-orders, no holds. If you fill out the Dream Phone, it's just a little help for us. They've been kind enough.
Not a guarantee.
They've been kind enough last year and again this year to release the list to both you and us at the same time. So it gives us a little time to get feedback from you about what you're excited about. That way, if there's mm-hmm. something that we thought was like, eh, and we get a whole bunch of requests for it, we know what to do. So please fill out your Dream Phones. Operators are standing by. And, of course, we will look at them and use it to help make our orders. But, again, it's not a pre-order. It's not a guarantee. Everything is limited in nature, so you never know what's going to happen. But when you get here, we do it menu style, mm-hmm. as you may or may not know. Line up. I think one of the biggest questions we get is how early should I arrive?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the answer to that question is,
how long
as
is
bad
a piece
as you
string?
Yeah, how long is a piece of string? The first people in line, I assume, will be the Withrows. They're usually here in the evening on Friday.
Challenge issue.
I think, Withrows, correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel like you all were here at like 6 or 7 on Friday last year.
That's correct.
Yeah. The year before it was like 10.
Yeah, it's creeping up every year. But there will be a porta potty, mm-hmm. so we got your urination needs covered.
You can share that with Artie, where he'll be sleeping in it periodically.
Oh.
And what am I missing? It's one per customer.
Mm-hmm.
There's no multiples. We discourage flippers here.
If you do
Fuck
come
you,
overnight,
flippers.
Plan accordingly. Pack for the weather.
It's one. I should clarify that it's one copy of each title. You can order one of everything if you want. Don't do that.
We'll suspect you as a flipper then.
Yeah. But you can order one copy of each title that you're interested in.
No multiples, no holds.
Yeah.
And flippers get sent to the cage fight.
Ooh. That I'm down for.
Which JB's in charge of.
If you're not local, sorry, we can't help you that day. Come Sunday, whatever remaining stock we may have, give us a call. I guess call preferred. Email and Facebook messages get a little hairy. So call preferred, but we will post a list the night before of everything that we will physically have when we open the next morning.
That's right.
I think that about covers it. We'll have plenty of registers going. The line should move quicker than ever. Every year we try to fine-tune what's happening. And, yeah, even the secondary line will move a lot faster because we learned a lot last year. Mm. So there'll be deals. Mm-hmm. There'll be food, records, bands.
Coffee.
Camaraderie. Coffee from the good folks at the Poughkeepsie Grind. I heard a little rumor about free ice cream, perhaps.
That's right. Say 12 to 3 from one Ben and Jerry's.
That's right, Ben and Jerry's of Albany. Madison Avenue in Albany. I don't know the exact address, or I'd tell you to go there right fucking now. Give me a pint. And it's going to be a good time.
That's right.
Way more updates to come as we get closer.
That's right. And even last year, I was a little disappointed when I had to leave the night before because people were outside, already camped out, grilling food, sitting there with space heaters. It's a good time. It's going to be a good time the night before. It's going to be a good time all day long. So come hang out. And if you...
Was it last Record Store Day or Black Friday when Feldman set his pants on fire?
That was Black Friday.
Okay.
Yes. No follow-up questions. And if you, let's say, don't give a shit about the exclusive releases, you do not have to wait in the line. We have separate registers open. You can walk right in the door. Come shop, hang out, take a part in everything else.
But God help you if we
happening.
Catch you trying to squeak into the line. No cutting.
We won't even go to the cage match.
Eve says he'll fight a flipper.
He's going to go from cuddle bear to regular bear.
The sleeping kind.
Right. So I think that about covers it. Is that all the details?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
We're pretty much on schedule, too.
Cool.
So look at that.
Yeah, we are. So we're excited to see all of you on Record Store Day. We can't wait to have you all here to take a part in everything that's going to happen. It's going to be a long, crazy, fun day. And we will, of course, be recording live from Record Store Day. And we'll be releasing that special edition of our podcast shortly thereafter.
So you could have a chance to be on the podcast.
That's right.
Just what you were hoping for.
What everybody wants.
So, thank you for listening. If you have any questions, of course, you can always reach us on our website, on Facebook, on the phone. Give us a ring. We'll be happy to answer questions. Don't call and ask us to hold something for you. The answer is no. Firm no. So that all being said, thank you for listening to this podcast. If you don't subscribe already, head on over to iTunes, head on over to Spotify, head on over to Stitcher or wherever you get your podcast from. Smash that subscribe button. Leave us a nice review.
Smash potatoes.
I don't want to say how many stars you should leave, but let's say 22. And leave a nice comment like smashed potatoes.
Yeah.
Or anal cunt.
No, do not leave that as a comment. Do not. Eves. Oh, God damn it. This is going to be such a bad thing we've started.
You said it.
Subscribe.
He said it.
Subscribe. To get more quality content just like this. So on behalf of Dark Side Records, I'm JB.
I'm Birdo.
I'm totally out of breath.
See you in the bins.